Birmingham.
Here he is, folks. Matt Birmingham.
Beginning.
Take it away, Ham.
Beginning with last
Start
Sunday.
Talking.
Sponsored by
Drake May.
Drake May.
Getting gay for May.
Being gay for May. Beginning
for May.
I swear to God, if I start talking again, you cut me off.
All right, go ahead.
Last Sunday, awesome ham radio. Crushed it, whatever I did. I briefly discussed, for the first time in seven-ish months, I finally got to play the drums again. We got a house reno going on. I've talked about that before. Had to pack them up, but for the P1, for the time wasters, whipped those bad boys back out. Camped out in the living room now.
Well, it's been tough on me and Mato because you have been a drum machine in the production studio.
Boy, seeing the drum pad.
I got a pad now.
Ugh.
With my sticks here.
I want to do the Grandpa Simpson where he walks in and immediately walks back out as soon as I see he's got his drumsticks.
Problem is, it doesn't matter if he has the actual drum pad or not, and he's going to drum on the desk or whatever.
Of course.
You're going to hear it.
So all that brings me to why I missed this past Monday. You may have observed my absence.
I already forgot.
So what happened?
Glorious day.
I am taking ownership on this.
Well, none of us are going to, so good job.
I am sad to report it happened again.
Oh, no.
This is not the first time. A couple years ago, probably around this time of year, this exact instance happened. So, leave crushing the show last week. Pick up lunch for the family. Uh-huh. Got myself a DP with my lunch. Game plan, eat, drum, get back into drumming shape, as I will. And then we'll see how the rest of the day
goes. So you're having to whip yourself back into drumming shape? What does that mean? What does that look like? What do you mean?
I was rusty, knock off some cobwebs. Okay. I haven't played in 7 months.
Can I guess what the problem is here? Is this your prolapsed anus again?
Yeah, do you have a pink sock?
What was the first time?
Well, we know that if you go too hard on the drums, you stand up and leave a present on the stool.
The anus?
Whoa! It's your guts.
Happens when I play a well-timed drop as well, if you will.
Honey, it happened again. Get the shovel.
Ate lunch. Had my Dr. Pepper next to me. Played for 6 hours straight.
6 hours?
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't do that, so hats off.
What a mess.
I only stopped because it was dinner time, and we were having chicken.
No way!
Like I said, it happened again. The first time it happened, I played too long.
Oh, I know what... Okay, I know what's happening.
And the only thing I drank was Dr. Pepper, and I dehydrated myself.
You dehydrated yourself playing the drums again, idiot? I wonder why you kept specifying that you were only drinking Dr. Pepper. Because I was like, he doesn't need to tell us that. We know that.
Wife called me over for dinner. I stood up and, like, the room started spinning. And I look at my half-drinking cup of Dr. Pepper because I didn't want to throw it out. It's a perfectly good drink.
Sure.
I forgot I need to drink water when I play drums.
Does this happen to, like, Jelly Roll's drummer? Does he go through this kind of stuff?
If he spends many months off, maybe you do forget that you need to hydrate while doing a very physical activity.
Well, that
for
should
six
happen
hours.
Regardless of drumming being in your life or not. I haven't hit a drum once in my life, and I drink water all the time.
You know me. I'm a one-track-minded man. Once I think of one thing, I can't think of anything else.
It's called simpleton.
Simpleton is another way of saying it. Idiot.
Moron.
Moron. Other ways of saying
Invalid.
It.
Invalid.
But I had to miss Monday because I forgot to drink water.
Remember the day Ham passed out because he played drums for 3 hours and just drank Dr. Pepper?
Yeah. Well, at least you doubled your time.
Yeah.
Last time you only made it 3 hours before you nearly died.
I made it six.
It's just the... And DJ and I are talking here if you want to take a second.
Yeah.
It's just the dumbest things that put him on his ass. Drumming for too long without water. Remember when he took that Centrum and was in an iron lung for a month?
What the hell is going on?
He can't take multivitamins because his body just doesn't know how to react.
I eat gummy vitamins now.
He doesn't know
They're
which...
just Haribo gummy bears. I don't know how to tell you that.
It's a placebo.
He doesn't know which stomach medication to take, whether he's...
No, he doesn't realize if it needs to be coming or going.
Have I gone or not?
That was a. I'm positive we told that before, but
he left the show an hour into it because his little tummy was hurting.
He led us to believe that he was going too much, right?
No.
Or the other way around.
I knew once the seal was broken, there was no going back. And rather than break it up here around coworkers and friends and loved ones, I'd rather do it back at my own house.
Oh, that's right. He made us think that he was going too much. So Daddy had to walk to CVS.
I didn't ask him to do that.
Through the snow, 8 miles.
It wasn't during the... It was like March.
To get you best anti-diarrheal medication money can buy. And he comes back over and gives it to you. And you take it reluctantly.
You toss it over your shoulder, whatever.
And then you still end up leaving right in the middle of the O-deck or whatever. And...
It was the O-deck.
You leave, go home, and you're like, yeah, I'm having a real problem. I can't go number two. I'm like, wait, what do you mean? You told us you could. You were going too much. So now you had this 3-foot doo-doo python built up in your bowels, and all you did was add a dam for it to try to get past.
It wasn't a python. It was like an earthworm. Well, if you need diarrhea relief, I'm your guy.
Yeah, because you have that 4-year-old box. Is it still in there?
I think I threw it out because I fell in that puddle.
Oh, yeah. On your way to your...
Nope. I still
have it. Oh, my God. Look how beaten that. That looks like it was from WW2.
Need to retell the story of him falling in a puddle.
And nearly drowning to a passerby.
Metamucil.
I mean, I could. It makes sense because... So, Cumulus had us up here. They gave us rooms last... This was last year, right? Yes.
Yeah.
Because it was around the time when Notre Dame was playing to be in the national championship game. It was the semifinals.
That would have been a year ago.
And inclement weather, they got a lot of us some hotel rooms to stay in. And
where Ford Jack Ham was born.
Yes. This is that night. This is what preceded that. Because, like I said, everything was iced in, so I had to find where to eat. So I was like, okay, I'm going to walk over to where the Crescent is, because there's a lot of shops along there that have foods. As I'm walking, I got my hiking boots on because it was supposed to be icy, but it was supposed to be icy later in the night. And so everything was just slushy and rain. And as I'm walking, the loop on my... And I've tripped in these boots many times. I talked about how once when we were in Alaska, we were on a glacier and I tripped because it hooked onto one of my latches and I fell face down.
Yeah.
And like a foot in front of me was like a 300-foot crevice.
Because Ham wears like Patriot Front combat boots.
Yeah, I got the cell phone, so
why
not?
Richard Spencer would really like.
And so I'm crossing the street.
Richard Spencer. It's not even a relevant...
What? I don't know. I'm not up on the Aryan Brotherhood like you are. My apologies.
Richard Spencer. And crossing street, I fell face first into a puddle. And a guy driving past me stopped and rolled down his window to ask if I was all right.
And you are just... With your body size, that's basically a kiddie pool.
And it was.
Yeah.
Yep.
The entirety of my person was completely wet, including my backpack, which when I fell, opened. So everything in my backpack was also wet, including the diarrheal medication that he got me.
And you didn't throw it out even though it's covered in puddle water?
I probably should, but what if somebody can't stop?
Well, I don't want to take that. The puddle water that's
amoebas
that are on it, make it 10 times worse.
But I had to hang up my clothes in the hotel room. Man, I had a lot of time
to kill
that. And
then you sat there, apparently watching Notre Dame, you just were... You had your jazz music going.
Luckily, I didn't have anybody staying with me like Connor did last night.
Oh, God, no. They had to wear a poncho, apparently.
And headphones.
Oh, God, yeah. I forgot you told me you're a screamer.
I don't have time. I was going to talk.
Well, you got a minute or two.
Also happening this week, after work, went to get some dinner with some colleagues of mine. I think Lando was there. We got Chinese food. Lando, well-cultured. He knows how to use chopsticks.
Mm-hmm.
However, I did see him try to sharpen one of those chopsticks during dinner.
For what purpose?
Well, he just didn't want us trying to take any of his food.
I think he was either trying to pick his teeth, or maybe he had a nefarious purpose behind it.
It was just for protection later in the night.
after dinner, my colleagues made fun of me because I got sweet and sour chicken with sesame seeds without the sesame seeds.
He got sesame seed chicken with no sesame seeds.
What's wrong with sesame seeds?
And just hearing the number of times that the waiter had to say it just to make sure he wasn't incorrect in what you ordered was great.
They were definitely laughing in the kitchen over that order.
Well, they know me because I've got that multiple times. I think I've had that waiter multiple times.
And you can tell that kind of laugh no matter what language.
Yeah. After dinner, I was heading home. I was about 8 blocks away from 635, driving from Richardson, and I hit a pothole. I was driving the speed limit.
Oh, no. Did I do that? Okay, bye.
My lib car had a flat tire. Within the span of 6 blocks, I went from 32 unit of tire pressure measurements to about 4. Pull over. And I have no statistics to back this up. I think more cars now have no spare tires. Because if I had a spare tire, man, I am so proficient at changing tires. I love changing tires. But I don't
have
any.
Why are you doing it so often?
Not just over the years. Since being a elder driver, old enough to drive.
Have you changed a tire like in a high pressure situation, like on the side of the road or anything?
Like, what do you mean? Like,
I'm usually
Daytona?
Pulling over like in like a garage or something.
Yeah, it's definitely different. It's definitely not something I would try to do. Like, I've broken down on the tollway before. It's like, I'm not doing that.
I just leave the car there and go get a new one.
I just throw a Molotov cocktail into it and collect the insurance.
Don't even, yeah, collecting my DNA or secrets so I burn it.
But I had to call the trips. Hey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tow truck driver brought me back to my house a couple days later.
Boy, I bet he had a lot of plans for you in that truck.
Well, he saw my car and he's like,
he definitely thought he was going to take advantage of you.
No, he was real cool. I think his name is Skyler, if I remember correctly.
You didn't bother to ask him, or it wasn't on his shirt?
He wasn't wearing a shirt.
He wasn't wearing a shirt.
When you get picked up by Bert Kreischer?
I don't know if he actually worked at the tow truck company or not.
He just some guy picked you up?
He just got picked up by some vagrant looking to kill twinks.
But dropped it off the next day.
Must be my birthday today.
Look at this guy. This broke down Tesla. Great.
Not a Tesla.
Yeah, it must be my birthday.
Rubbing his hands together.
I had my car towed to dealership.
Manatee brother him to death.
I oobsed over to the station.
If you shorten another word, I'm going to throw you out the window.
And my friend, Mr. DJ, dropped me back off. And as I'm dropped off, he's like, hey, text me if you need anything, because we got off early, like, on Thursday for Stars Hockey.
Well, I dropped him off at the dealership after it closed, so it's like, if for some reason you can't get your car, let me know and I'll drive you home.
Yeah.
Which is a hollow promise.
Because he was not turning back around.
No.
And as he
peeled out of there,
as
instantly.
He pulls away, I turn to the auto body shop, and there is not a single light on in the building.
And you turn around, and DJ's already gone 10 miles.
As I go up to the door, and it's completely locked. And so I'm looking at my car, which is sitting out there, not like in the shop or anything. And I'm contemplating, could I just drive away?
Just jimmy the door open.
Well, I have the app now, so we're like, I can unlock my car and start it with my phone.
Wow. So it's like,
do I drive back tomorrow?
We're off to doing good.
Thank you. But I paid for it online. Luckily, the manager saw me just standing in the middle of the parking lot.
Felt bad for you?
Yeah, felt bad.
Some kid was lost.
And he let me take my car.
Well, it's been an eventful week for you, Ham.
Yeah.
You ate some Chinese food.
And now
try to change a tire.
Now I'm drinking water.
Nearly passed out from not drinking water, which is like the first thing you learn as a human is to drink water.
One of the first, yeah.
It keeps tripping me up.
It's day one stuff. You need more water than the melted ice in your Dr. Pepper. Just as an FYI.
Man, this ice storm, I couldn't even get my Dr. Pepper this morning.
I know, man. It's been bothering you all day.
We're all struggling.
I have to drink out of the can.
Yeah. Some people can't find a warm bed to sleep in. You didn't get your vanilla Dr. Pepper. We're all sacrificing.
Some parents couldn't afford winter coats for their kids this year. Ham had to go a morning without soda.
But luckily, he does have his orange Starburst water.
That's a backup just in case car breaks down or something. Or I get another phone.
You do understand that if someone sees you with that broken down, they're probably going to keep driving. because I wouldn't help a guy.
I don't know.
That
I had a shirtless dude pick me up the other day.
That's right. Skyler may come help you again. As long as you offer your backside.